When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
With Father's Day coming up this weekend, everyone's thinking about dad. And in June, it's actually Men's Mental Health Awareness. And every Thursday, we talk health and wellness with Janisa Marte, who's a registered dietitian and nutritionist.
Yeah, so Janisa, talk us through this topic on men's mental health.
Yeah, June is well on its way, and it's also Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. Yay!
Yeah.
We've talked about how health is defined as overall physical and mental well-being. And did you know that men are less likely to seek mental health treatments compared to women?
I can see how that's possible, but no, I wasn't really aware of that.
Yeah, I wasn't either. And it's something you don't really think about, you know, with the men's mental health, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's a lot of stigma when it comes to mental health and the misconception that speaking out about mental health issues is seen as weak, especially for men. And do you watch the show Bridgerton?
You know what? I watched the very first episode ever.
Yeah.
My wife and I. And I enjoyed it, but I never kept up with it, and she kept watching it.
Yeah. I saw the first season. I got to get caught up.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So this is not a spoiler. It's from the most recent season.
Okay.
But there's a scene there where Colin, the lead on the show, he's out drinking with his boys. And at some point, he starts to talk about his feelings. Mm. And what do his friends do? They look at one another and just blurt out laughing.
Oh, this happens all the time in like movies and TV shows and like pop culture.
Yes, but sadly, it's so common in real life.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh.
So it's a really important time for all of us to just stop and think. How can I be supportive to everyone around me, especially our men? You know, we can start off by not immediately laughing, right?
It's true.
Yeah. Instead, be a safe space for vulnerability. No one wants to be laughed at. Nobody. So think about emotions, sadness, pain, love, joy. Oh, I'm thinking about the movie now, Inside Out.
Me too.
My daughter has been watching that recently, like nonstop. The new one's coming out soon, I think.
They're universal feelings. So men have them too. And we need to normalize this. Did you know that one of the best ways to help men is to lead by example?
Interesting. Go ahead. Explain that a little more to us.
So many men who begin a meditation practice or seek out a therapist, they tend to do so because their friend or their spouse did it first.
Oh.
That's kind of interesting. So start taking care of you, and then maybe they will eventually try it too.
Perfect.
Yeah, that makes sense. They're kind of testing the waters first before they dive into whatever it is.
June is here, and it's Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. So, Janisa, what else do you have for us?
Yeah, and you know, everyone is also really enjoying being outside. We're going to parks, picnics, barbecues, and do you know what tends to come along with that?
Like bugs.
Oh, right, summertime, mosquitoes.
Bugs.
Or like food, I guess like cookouts.
Oh, yeah.
And barbecues, yeah.
Food, yes, snacks. So let's transport ourselves to a park. You know, we're sitting on a blanket, feet on the grass, the wind on our faces. Do you feel it?
Oh, yes. It feels so nice.
Relaxing.
Yeah. What snacks are you holding?
Watermelon, maybe some prosciutto, like a charcuterie board.
Mm. Chips.
Me too. I love potato chips.
Yeah, salty. Yeah, good potato chips.
Yeah. It's also warm out. Our mouths feel dry and thirsty. What do you think would be a nice, refreshing drink to have?
Like a juice, like an ice cold juice or something.
Or like an iced tea, like with a lot of ice, like a cold iced tea.
Yeah, like lemonade. I mean, I grew up on limeade, so I go for that. Mm. It is really easy to increase snacking in sugary drinks. The ambiance just calls for it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just feels right. Like, I know it's like grab a water, but there's lemonade.
Exactly. That really is the situation right there. Why grab water, you know? So we've talked about how foods can affect our mental health. And, you know, in honor of Men's Health Month, let's talk about some foods that can help. So Father's Day is this week, and will you be celebrating at a barbecue?
Yeah, definitely going to fire up that grill.
Yeah, a nice little cookout with the family.
Yeah, we can expect meat, chicken, everything on the grill, right?
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait.
What about grilling some salmon?
Oh, that would be good. Or some shrimp?
Yes. You know, it's all about making it tasty. If you like some acidity, add some lemon slices to your salmon. How does that sound?
Yeah, sounds really good.
Sounds like summer.
Or sweetness, you can add some honey mustard.
Mm. Oh, and that would make it like crispy too, right? The honey,
yeah.
The mustard.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So did you know that depression is less common in places where people eat large amounts of fish?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I had no idea either.
Yeah, so fatty fish like salmon, sardines, bluefin tuna, they're rich in omega-3 fatty acids. And omega-3 fatty acids interact with mood-related molecules in the brain. And they also reduce inflammation. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's super interesting. I actually take the fish oil omega-3s as a vitamin every morning.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that walnuts look like our brain?
No, now that you mention it, I can see that. When you take the shell off, right?
Yeah, when you open them up. They also have omega-3.
Good to know. I love walnuts.
Yeah, you can add them to salads, cereals, pancakes, even yogurt for a little crunch. Now, we're not saying to only eat salmon and nuts every day. No, just try to include them in your diet whenever you can. Doable?
Yeah, definitely doable.
That sounds a lot more doable than completely emptying out my fridge and starting over with salmon. So yes, little by little.
Yeah, a little bit goes a long way. So let's get ready to celebrate Father's this weekend. And don't forget to check in on the men in your lives. Ask them how they're really doing and listen. As always, we're not looking for perfection. Just do what you can do today because tomorrow is another day.
Yeah, these are great reminders leading into Father's Day. Thank you so much, Anissa.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.